Marriage is a wonderful thing. Praise God. I'm just saying I can't wait till my spouse goes on so I can, you know, enjoy life. No. I know, what a thought, huh? What a thought. Can't wait till you die. It's an ugly, yeah, amen. Very, that's awful. Want to be like the Olivers. Praise God. How many, 50 something years? 57, I got to remember that. Yes. That's it. Huh? Come on, Brother Oliver. We might be coming to yours, praise God. Stir up the neighborhood. All right, praise God. Well, glory be to God. Come on and bring an offering unto the Lord. As I said, I wanted to get to Matthew, but we're not going to be able to get there tonight. I pray that you're not moved by that, but you enjoyed the presence of God. But spending a day with Jesus is like after he has spent three chapters preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he's ministering to the multitudes. He comes down off that mountain, and as he comes down the mountain, he meets a man who's a leper. And the leper says unto him, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. That's the way many people are. They wonder if God is willing. And if you're in that place, here's the answer. Jesus said, I am willing. Be cleaned. And the scripture says, immediately the man was cleansed of his leprosy. And he told him, Jesus gave him instructions, go to the priest. Don't go tell nobody, but go to the priest and bring the offering that you're required to as commanded by Moses. He moves on, and as he's going, a centurion comes his way. And the centurion says, my servant is sick. He has palsy. And Jesus immediately says, and obviously he must have known that centurion, because he just immediately says, I'll come and heal him. You know, it wasn't as if it was like a perfect stranger coming up to him, but the way Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And then he says to him, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He says, I'm a man under authority, and I have authority over others. I say to one, come, he comes. I say to one, go, he goes. I say to one, do this, and he does that. He says, just speak the word only. And Jesus is amazed at this man's faith. And in the middle of that, he says something. It's almost as if he just starts another sermon. But in the midst of what that gentleman said to him, he said, you know, Abraham, Isaac, then they will be sitting at the table. And then others will come in. But the children or their seed will be cast out. And it's like, why would he say something like that in the midst of this man exemplifying faith that he has not seen in all Israel? So you have to have faith that doesn't waver. You have to have faith that has confidence, faith that believes, irregardless to what the situation looks like. Many of us would have been happy. Jesus, come and heal my daughter. Jesus, come and heal my son. Jesus, come, heal my servant, if you will. The man said, no, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus was impressed with that. And it's like he was saying, this man is going to get into the kingdom. All of y'all that are doubting, I'm not saying you in particular, I'm just saying, you know, all of you who are doubting and questioning, you're not going to enter in. You only have one choice with faith. That is to believe. Keep your mind, your heart, keep your soul free of doubt and worry. Your God is well able to do what he has said. He's not only able to do what you've asked him, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, even through the power that works in you. Never question whether God is going to come through for you. So many get trapped. They get tripped up in their walk because God hasn't come through at the time they expected him to. It doesn't matter. And I'm not going to use that old cliche, God won't show up when you need him, but, you know, he'll always be on time type stuff. I don't even want to use that. You just need to know that if you put up requests before God according to his will, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Not maybe. Not I hope so. It's not even conditional. What do I mean by that? I mean this. Well, if you be a good person, if you do all of these things here, no, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive it and you have it. It would be foolish to get out of the will of God and then ask him to do something for you. You live as a believer with confidence in your God. You live trusting him. Your very life depends on him. Without him, you are nothing. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so, Jesus says, you know, this man is getting into the kingdom because I like the way he believes. But the sons, they're not going to get in. So he releases the word, and the scripture says that man's servant was healed that very hour. Just a typical day with Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He's that now. So whatever you ask him for, you believe. Brother Kwame had shared with me the other day. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday he shared with me about the interview that he had. He had told me about it before, but he had the interview, and it's a good position. He'll be working with kids, and these kids in this after-school program, but it's not volunteer. He can get paid for it. Praise God. And the group that is sponsoring it are Christians. And they want to have this after-school program. So they interviewed Brother Kwame. And at the interview went very well. And he said afterwards, the policeman, one of the policemen works for Brentwood, contacted him and told him that the others were pleased with him. They felt good about him. I don't mean to add a whole bunch of words, but they really liked him. And so he called me up and shared about the interview, and we just prayed and just believed God. And next thing you know, they called him up and offered him the job. Praise God. So I believe that there's going to be a greater door from that. It's raining in Threshing Floor Tabernacle. And as the vision says, the drops are getting bigger. It's raining. One of the things about Brother Danny with that praise report, I wanted to amplify it, and that was the job that they were considering him for. I don't know if you remember this, but it's like it doubled. Did you get that? It doubled. In other words, if I understand it correctly, it's like, okay, this was the job that they were contracting someone who bids on the job, and they get the job. But this servant of God who stepped out in faith and sowed a seed that got the attention of God, not only gave him the opportunity to tell them how much he wanted to make, gave him the job, doubled the job that they were hiring him to work on. Who does that? Who does that? That's God working in our midst. It's raining showers of blessings. Amen. Thank you. It's raining showers of blessings. This ain't no time to put up an umbrella. Mm-mm. TFT is your umbrella, if you will. But right now the umbrella is down and the rain is pouring, and anybody that wants to get wet could just receive the wetness of God's favor and blessing upon them. Hallelujah. It's not just the money. You heard the testimony. It was awesome because I was right there when she was giving the example. I see it. I see it separating. I see it separating. And then, boom, they go in and they find out that it's separated and they don't have to mess with the ovary at all. Physical, mental, emotional, whatever the need be, God is well able to meet it and exceed it for his glory. Protection, as Sister Sharon shared about her mom, and then gives her a first class ticket for the rest of the journey. Come on, give God praise for that. It's not that L-U-C-K word. And it's not just a coincidence. It's divine providence. It's God stepping in. And believe me, he's stepping in on your situation. You continue to believe. Cast out doubt. Cast out fear. Cast out worry. Cast out anxiety. You just only believe and speak the word of God only. Amen? All right. Has everyone given? Let me go ahead and take this opportunity. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for fulfilling your pledges as far as the building fund is concerned. And we'll keep you abreast as we get more information and testimonies and things like that of what God is doing. But he's doing some great things. And we'll have some things to bring before you in the not too far distant future as we work our way towards the land and the building to put on that land. Praise God. Pastor C, would you like to join me at the altar? As you are. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Thank you for your patience. Hallelujah. Glory. I just don't want you to walk out of here feeling empty. Like, I feel the same way that I did when I came in. No, I want you to walk out of here full of faith, giving glory to God, walking into your miracle, walking in your breakthrough, determined to succeed in all that you do. But God told Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." He said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." And Master, we thank you for good success. We thank you for prospering your sons and daughters in this house. Your word declares, Lord God, "Beloved, I wish above all else that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, that you grow with the increase that comes from God, that you experience every earthly blessing and favor that God is raining down upon you and upon this earth, that God will supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, that you are the righteous and you will never lack, and your seed will never be found begging for bread. But the richness of our God is yours to enjoy. He that giveth all things richly to enjoy is favoring you right now. His smiling face is looking upon you right now. And he's raining down upon you for his glory." Hallelujah. Father, for every need in this house, I thank you that it is met. I thank you for miracles, healings, signs, and wonders, following and confirming your word. I thank you for the work that you've done tonight. I thank you for the praise reports and testimonies of what you have done in the lives of your sons and daughters. We all rejoice with them that rejoice, Master. We thank you for what you've done and all that you're doing and what you're about to do. Father, we pray over the offerings of your sons and daughters that are in these baskets here that we hold up before you now. We pray that you will bless the offering and you'll bless your sons and daughters who have given willingly, freely, bountifully, and that they reap in like manner. Father, I pray for favor. I pray that you'll set before them an open door that no man can shut, and what you have promised that you will perform it. Delay is not denial for any of the saints of God in this house. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, release and dispatch angels to go to warfare in the realm of the spirit, that if there be any demonic spirit trying to hinder or hold back what you've already sent and released for your sons and daughters, that the angels of God will assist in the battle, in the warfare, in the conflict, and that your sons and daughters will be encouraged, will be strengthened in faith as they give praise and glory and honor to your name, that they see the promises of God, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, fulfilled in their lives and in the lives of their loved ones. Lord, that you rebuke the devourer for your great name's sake. You show up, you show off, you reveal yourself to your sons and daughters in ways that we have not known. We pray, Master, that revival springs forth in our family members. We call them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call our sons and daughters, and devil, you can't have them, and nothing that you do will stop us from doing what we need to do. The Lord Jesus rebukes you. The church of the living God rebukes you. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against the work of God that is done by the church of the living God. Father, for the glory of God, release your power, your anointing upon your sons and daughters, that none are weak. We declare no more weak Christians. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the righteous rejoice and be glad, that the earth may yield her seed, may yield her harvest towards us. We command favor on our behalf and on the behalf of our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We command it to come. We command doors to be open. We command raises to come, bonuses to come. If you need it, say, I receive it. We command it to come in Jesus' name. Businesses, we command to prosper, to increase, that there is a demand for the product, there's a demand for the services, there's a demand for what we bring in Jesus' name. Create new businesses, Master, that shall generate wealth for your covenant to be established. Create, Father God, create, Master, create. Release witty inventions, creative ideas for your sons and daughters. Send in the harvest, Lord. Even as we go out into the highways, byways, and hedges, let us see the fruit of our labor. For you've ordained us that we should bear fruit, and that our fruit shall remain. Our fruit shall remain. Our fruit shall remain. Our fruit shall remain in Jesus' name. So thank you. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for the blessing. Bless these that have given. Bless the offering. Multiply it. Increase it. To meet the demands that are upon this work that you're doing. We give you thanks and praise in advance. Now for the blessing. The Lord our God is blessing you and keeping you and making his face shine upon you and being gracious unto you and lifting up his countenance on you and giving you his peace. His name is over you and your household as he continues to bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. May the Lord see you safely to your destination, order your steps, direct your path, guide you with his eye. As you lay down, may you have visions and dreams of the Lord. And when you rise up full of faith, giving praise, glory, and honor to the Most High God. In Jesus' name, everybody who agrees, said amen. Amen. All right, greet one another in the name of the Lord. Thank you for coming out tonight. We love you dearly. Praise God.